Senate Republicans today are expected to elect Bill Frist of Tennessee as their new majority leader. On Friday, Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi said he was resigning from the position. Lott has been under pressure from Senate Republicans and the Bush White House since earlier this month when he made comments praising Strom Thurmond's 1948 pro-segregation presidential campaign. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What does Lott's resignation as majority leader mean for Republicans in the Senate?
Well, Bob, obviously the ghost of Christmas past came out with Lott's support for Strom Thurmond's segregationist campaigns. And now you've got Christmas present with Republicans in the Senate warily watching each other to see if the bad blood of the past week can be quickly put in the past. The fact is, though, that when you think about it, the controversy has split the ranks in the GOP, especially among the hardline conservatives. At first, it was Lott who was relying on his closest allies to keep his post as majority leader, people like Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky. And then Don Nichols, another conservative, Don Nichols of Oklahoma, became the first to openly challenge Lott. Publicly, of course, the challenge was based on the damaging comments Lott made at Senator Thurmond's birthday party. But Nichols' real indictment was that Lott was not effective in advancing the conservative agenda, that Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader in the Senate, had outsmarted Lott by stopping a more assertive conservative agenda, from including the president's plans from taking place. And that attack by Nichols had traction, but it wasn't enough to topple Lott. So what happened then was another faction emerged, and that was with Bill Frist at the lead with help from the White House. He got people like George Allen and John Warner, senators from Virginia, to support him and make the case that the controversy was damaging the party and the president. And, of course, then there was lots of support coming from every wing of the party for that, and so Lott left. But Lott will still be in the Senate. And yesterday he told reporters outside his house in Mississippi that a lot of people in Washington had been, quote, trying to nail him for a long time. And he said a lot of people in Washington don't like conservative Christians from Mississippi. And he fell into their trap. That bitterness is not going away with the Christmas season, Bob.
So what does it mean for the White House?
Well, you know, some of the bitterness is there, too. Already, their resentment-filled zinger is up on the Hill, where people say, you know, what does the 101st senator think? And the reference is to Karl Rove, the president's political advisor, who is seen as having been a hidden hand in Lott's inability to hold his job. Rove has said that his phone calls around this issue were made to gather information, not to influence the process. But whatever spin you buy here, the White House definitely got the man they want as majority leader in Bill Frist. And the White House now has a strong ally there, and of course they have control of the House of Representatives. So there'll be high expectations for the White House to get the president's agenda enacted quickly. But that also means that any failure on the economy, war on terror, the possible war with Iraq, all that's going to be laid at the president's door. This White House is so powerfully positioned now that whatever happens, good or bad, it's going to be seen as their handiwork.
The appropriations bills at the top of the congressional agenda, what's likely to happen there?
Well, as the 108th Congress gets to work on January 7th, they have to finish up appropriations bills. The GOP really, obviously, was on a roll after the midterms. But now the GOP is less likely to be confrontational, insistent about their demands in terms of appropriations. Appropriations is part of the long-term debate about what needs to be done in this country to stimulate the economy, to deal with the deficit. And Democrats now are going to be pitching harder for things like earned income tax credits for the poor, increasing minimum wage. And the GOP is less likely to push for proposals such as eliminating the estate tax. And this all leads up to the State of the Union, where the president is expected to outline some kind of stimulus package for the economy.
What about committee assignments?
Well, you know, of course, that's sort of leftover business from the Lott trouble. Lott waited a long time, and the idea was initially that he could be offered some plum committee assignment in order to make this easier for the president and for the Republicans on the Hill. He didn't. It had to be forced. As a result, he's not apparently going to get any key committee assignment. And the people who hold those assignments as a result of seniority apparently going to hold on to them. So not much action there, Bob.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.